Monroe County Public Health Commissioner Michael Mendoza says overdose reversal drugs are saving lives.
Expertise that we're hearing from locally and nationally is that our efforts to get naloxone into the hands of the general public to prevent an overdose from becoming fatal are proving to be fruitful.
Still, he says it's not enough. Deaths from opioids like heroin and fentanyl are preventable if people have access to long-term treatment, not just short-term fixes.
We can, you know, Narcan our way through the acute crisis, and, you know, we're slowly, hopefully, in that going in that direction, but we're not going to Narcan our way through the underlying problems. And, you know, the problem of addiction, the disease of addiction, is not one that Narcan will fix.
Mendoza says there's still stigma toward addiction built into the medical system. He says too many doctors still view addiction as a character flaw, and training that allows doctors to deliver the most effective addiction treatments is too burdensome. Andrew DeLizer, who commanded the county sheriff's heroin task force last year, says overcoming stigma has been a focus in the law enforcement community, too.
Majority of overdoses, thank God, don't end in death. There's a lot more non-fatal overdoses out there. We want people to feel comfortable that they can call 911 and report these overdoses and not worry about being arrested.
DeLizer says when people feel comfortable talking to officers about addiction and drug use, it increases the chances of finding out where those drugs are coming from and arresting the dealers. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.